When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is sponsored by Cocoon Weaver.
Hi, Clubbers. We've written a book and we are so excited to finally be able to tell you about it. It's called Have You Tried This? And it will be released on February the 15th, 2024 by Welbeck Publishing.
It's the best of what we've learnt over 4 years of living and experimenting with everything the self-care and wellness world has to offer, all collated into one place, plus a load of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing?
Every single practice in the book costs you absolutely nothing, and every practice in there really will improve your mental health and well-being.
It's available right now on pre-order. Be the first to get your copy. Link is in our show notes.
Hello, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon, and welcome to Friday and your weekly wellness roundup. It's nearly Valentine's Day, Nicole. Are you ready? Have you been to Anne Summers?
Everything is ready. The candles are ready to be lit. The perfume is ready to go on.
You scattered your whole bedroom with rose petals.
I have.
Great.
All my lingerie is ready to go.
Yeah.
And we are going to have a really romantic evening, just the two of us.
Sounds splendid.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually think I might have parents' evening that night. That's what I think is actually happening.
Amazing.
Are you ready? I don't do Valentine's Day,
do
you?
I do Valentine's Day. We write each other a card. And Ollie always puts, will you be my Valentine from your secret admirer, ? And then I'm like, I kind of know it's you.
Well, so you know his handwriting, I would imagine.
Yeah, that as well.
Been together a long time.
Yeah, I do.
We don't do that.
You don't do a card?
We don't do anything.
Okay.
Adam went through a phase when the girls were little of sending them a card.
Oh, Ollie always sends the boy. Well, now it would be weird because they actually have their own real life girlfriends. But he would always send the kids a card and he would post it from somewhere else with a stamp. So it actually came through the letterbox and they'd open it and it was a whole thing.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
That is cute.
Yeah.
But I'm not. It's just consumerism at its finest. I'm not into it at all. I think it's the biggest load of rubbish. I do.
I've actually just realised I'm spending it with my sister-in-law. We're having a romantic breakfast that day because it's also her birthday.
Aww.
And then we're actually also having dinner with her and my in-laws. So that's my Valentine's Day.
So her birthday's
Valentine's Day and a very good friend of mine's as well. It's a popular day to be born. It's a cute day to be born.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it would be a bit annoying.
No, because you always get a card.
It's a made up day.
I know.
And why did they choose the 14th of February? Like, why then?
I guess it's like in the middle of the month, January's over, you need something to look forward to. And
do people actually look forward to Valentine's Day?
I mean, doesn't everyone look forward to love?
I think the only time people look forward to Valentine's Day is when you have a bit of a crush and you have an inkling that they might have a crush on you back.
Yeah.
And then you hope that you might get a text from them or a card from them or something from them. Like, you know, or like a little kiss in the school, whatever. But, you know, like when you're young.
Okay, so many years ago, I had a boyfriend. On Valentine's Day, he sent me 100 Valentine's Day cards. 100.
I mean, he wouldn't be able to do that now because it would cost
it would.
It would probably cost about 300 quid.
And he wrote a different message in all the cards and it was a whole thing. Anyway, after all these cards, which he physically gave them to me, he didn't post them to me, another one came through the letterbox.
Why 100?
I don't know. He was just madly in love with me.
No, I'm serious. So you actually sat there and opened 100 cards?
I opened them all and read them all. They all had different messages. They came throughout the day.
100?
Anyway,
100?
Yeah. Anyway.
That's a lot of cards.
It was.
It's very wasteful.
Later in the day,
yeah,
a hand-delivered card came through the letterbox with a whole, will you be my Valentine, no name on it.
And was it Ollie?
And I said to him, to the boyfriend later, oh, that was so cute that you put one through the letterbox later. And he said, that's not from me. And I really, really thought he was joking. And then he got really cross and he wasn't joking. And it was Ollie. He'd driven past my house and he'd put the card through the letterbox.
Oh, so you were already going out with someone when you knew Ollie?
Yeah. He was my secret admirer. And I honestly didn't know. I honestly didn't know that Ollie had put it through. I really didn't know. It's cute.
That is cute.
I know.
And he still writes the same message.
He literally does, 27 years later. Cute. I mean, so it's not much mystery going on because I know it's him now.
It's very sweet. And you know where you're at. And he's reliable.
Very.
We like that.
We do.
Yeah. So that's Valentine's Day.
Do you know what else I like?
What?
I like this new TikTok trend.
What is it?
You're not going to like it.
Okay.
It's called Herkel Dirkling.
I like the name.
Yeah, me too.
What is it?
Herkel Dirkling. Are you thinking of joining the Herkel Dirkel Circle? Herkel Dirkling is not a new concept. It's an old Scottish term meaning to lie in bed or lounge about when one should be up and about.
But this is bed rotting again.
Correct. Why? Slightly different.
What's
it's a
the
twist,
difference?
Right? So it came on TikTok on January 9th from an actor called Kira Kosarin, and it's now been viewed 4 million times. And it does evoke bed rotting, but it's more whimsical than bed rotting, okay? So it's
I just can't. I just cannot have people dress up this shit.
But listen to this.
Just lying around and not doing anything. I can't.
Instead of maximizing every moment of the day, it's an antidote to hustle culture. And it's about sometimes prioritizing rest and having a slower start to optimize your time and your mental health.
But that's not optimizing your time.
Well,
how is that optimizing time? I understand if you get up and you're more rested and therefore you have more energy for the rest of the day, that I get.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that is just a lot of unnecessary words. It's got a more whimsical feel to it. I mean,
I know,
for fuck's sake, you're just, it's a lie-in. It's basically a lie-in and now we're calling it, what is it? Herkel Dirkling.
Yeah.
The Herkel Dirkle Circle. Let's just pan out.
It's not a trend for you, is it?
Let's just pan out.
Yeah.
Right? We have got to the point where we have to rebrand everything. Now it's just lying in bed. Even breathing. Every single tiny little fundamental thing that we do has now got a fancy, new, rebranded... It's all a nonsense.
I agree. But as I texted you last week, I am into slowness this year. As
okay,
in...
That's different.
I texted you, I said, rushing is very 2023.
It is.
And you were like, is it? I was like, yes.
It is now. Now I know it is.
Yeah.
Because like, I've been told.
That is my vibe. This year, I'm not doing rushing anymore. So like on Friday, I cancelled a plan I had in the morning because it was going to be such a rush to get there, to get back, to do this, to do that. I thought, no, I don't need that shit. I need a herkle-durkle-y morning, not in my bed, but not rushing, so that I feel calm the rest of the day.
You just said.
What?
Do you hear what you just said?
What?
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I need a herkle-durkle morning. Yeah. Those words just came out of your mouth. Is not a thing. It is not a thing. I know 4 million people have watched
it. It's a thing.
It's not a thing. It's a made up nonsense. It's a made up nonsense. You do not ever need a herkle-durkle morning. Yes, I'm so into slowing down, not rushing, taking your time, being intentional. Those things are wonderful.
Come on, but name it, brand it. Something else. Because I think this is what we're saying to Herkel Dirkle.
Fucking stupid. Who even came up with that name?
I couldn't
how
tell
you. How is Herkel Dirkle? How does that even signify having a lion?
It's an old Scottish term. It's an old Scottish term. That's how it came about. That's it.
It sounds like a dance.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Is pubic hair back in fashion?
Is it? Well, it wasn't in fashion, so I would imagine it's now come back in.
It's apparently...
Because it goes in and out.
It's
very flighty.
It's apparently the latest high fashion accessory.
A full bush.
Well, you know, there was a... Margiela Couture show in Paris last week. And it was designed by Galliano. And all the models were wearing these sort of Victoriana sheer lace and twill dresses, yes. And underneath the dresses, they had full merkins. Full merkins.
Merkins?
Yes.
Muffs, as in Birkins, but for a muff.
No, a merkin is a pubic wig. made of real human hair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is, it is a thing.
They've basically run out
of ideas.
Of new things that they can call fashion. You know when Ollie says we're scraping the barrel
yeah.
with all of the things that we used to try?
Yeah.
This is exactly that. This is not fashion.
Are you
this
saying
is scraping the barrel.
John Galliano is scraping the barrel yeah. of fashion. Wow, that's a statement. That is a statement.
To be fair, I didn't make the statement. You put all the words together. And would I stand behind it?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fucking would stand behind it. You yeah. don't think. You don't think this is scraping the back. This is not fashion.
It was women's, a look.
Women's pubic hair or lack of mm. is not a fashion statement. It isn't. It's their own private fucking business.
But can I just tell you, the UK retail industry for shaving and hair removal products was worth £574.1 million.
Well, they're going to be a bit screwed
year.
Now, aren't they? Thanks to Galliano.
That's absolutely right. But body hair removal is increasingly being rejected with social media movements such as hashtag body hair don't care.
Listen, they've had models on the front of Glamour and Cosmo and all the like top magazines, and they've got all like the long armpit hair. They've done so many articles about this. This is... been threatening to come back for a long time.
But not a full merkin, not a full pubic wig. This has not been seen
wig,
on the runway.
A wig
yeah,
is a different story.
Merkins are in. Will you be trying one?
I've seen, when we went to the Scummy Mummies show,
yeah.
they did that.
They did,
but they were taking
right.
the piss. Tova Lee, yes. when we went to her show.
She was taking the piss.
She did that. Yes. They put a wig on and came out yes. and it was all sprouting out the sides.
Yes.
And I never found it very funny.
You don't find merkins amusing.
I don't know why we have to laugh at women's pubic hair. I don't get it.
No, the Galliano thing was not for laughs. It was not for shits and giggles.
I know.
It was for high fashion haute couture. Understand?
Yeah.
It's even Victoriana Tweel Glam.
It's even worse.
Okay.
It's even worse because now they're taking themselves so seriously. It's like, mate, you've stuck a wig on your vagina and you are on like the biggest catwalk in the world. What has the world come to? We're talking about Herkel, Durkel and pubic hair. You know, when we decided to start a podcast,
yeah,
this is not how I saw it going.
Well, talking of pubic hair, this leads me Jesus beautifully Christ. Into, and
don't
also,
I can take anymore.
P.S. Happy Valentine's Day, the Joe Wicks thirst trap. Please open your phone and look at the photo that I have just sent you. Previously... I never felt about Joe. Oh, the eyebrows have shot up and the lips are pursed and she is nodding.
And I'm scanning.
And you're also
zooming
in. Okay.
That is not so awful for a Monday morning.
That is
Where's
a Joe
the camera there?
Wicks first trap. What's the actual?
He is a trainer.
It's no wonder his wife's pregnant for the fourth time. I'm pregnant having seen the photo.
He does... This is what he sells. He sells health and fitness for a living. And now look
does
at
he? Because it looks like he's selling more than that with this little photo.
Joe Wicks is all grown up.
But the thing is, it's such a thirst trap. I don't even know what he's selling.
When Lauren asked if she could send me a photo.
Yeah.
What did I say to you? Are you going to send me naked nudes again?
Yeah. And I basically did.
But I meant of you.
What do you mean again? I've never sent anyone including you, a naked nude.
You never sent a naked selfie to your husband?
Never in my life. Ever.
Oh, I have.
I mean, I don't trust him not to open his phone in a cafe or in a meeting or the children and there I am. No, he can see it in the real life. It's not for photographs.
I mean, I haven't done it for a long, long time.
Yeah, but I mean, where is that photo? And if you and I start presenting Strictly... Where is that photo? Someone now knows it can go into Adam's phone. It could be in the sun. You don't know.
Well, listen, I do trust my husband. I mean, I do share
my... Well, someone could hack his phone. This is why. If you don't want those things
now
out there, don't
now
send
I'm
them.
Worried. Now I'm worried. Like, we need to tell our future publicists.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to get them on the phone.
There is kind of like an out for revenge porn and all this stuff that happens. Like, if you don't send the photos and make the videos... They can't ever be put out by anyone. That's the get around.
Firstly, we're never going to host Strictly.
Never say never.
That's the first thing.
Never say never.
I don't really want to host Strictly. I mean, I wouldn't say no, but I don't think I'd be very good at it.
You'd have to learn a lot about the Paso Doble. and the Charleston and all.
Well, you wouldn't really, would you? I mean, Claudia, what does she doesn't talk about it? She just introduces it.
Many years,
she just does the links.
Yeah, that's true. I could do the Claudia bit. You could do the test bit.
No, no, no. Don't put me out there. You're more of the Strictly fan. You have to go with the judges.
On the dance floor. Okay, that's fine.
I don't want to do the dance floor bit because I really don't know about the show.
Oh, I can do that. I've watched it for 20 years. It's fine.
I have worked on it, but no.
Sorry, I don't know how you've moved on so quickly from this Joe Wicks photo. I literally was obsessed last night. I came across it by accident. I was like, what is this?
Okay, it's not like, it's okay. He's got a very nice body. He looks smoking hot. Does.
But I've never thought of Joe Wicks in this way until I saw that photo.
Okay, well, now you have a new crush. He's your crush of the week?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I want to talk about a TikTok hack.
Come on.
Maybe call it a life hack. Actually, it wasn't on TikTok. I saw it on Instagram and I tried it this morning.
What is it?
And it fucking works.
What is it?
What was the first thing you said to me when you saw me this morning?
What have you done to your face? It looks different.
Yes. You know what I did?
No, I don't know what you did.
I saw this video on Instagram. Yeah. I'm on like this viral makeup. I don't know. It's on our feed. It's on our self-care club feed. I don't even know where it's come from. But they always do these really cool makeup tricks. Yeah. Anyway, there was this one girl on there and she had very, very, very small lips. She got a red lip liner and basically smeared it all around her lips.
But like,
I'm talking 2 inches above her lips.
What?
And then filled it in. She used the Kylie Jenner lip kit, which I have, and then filled it in with the lipstick that it comes with. And she had these beautiful full lips. Well, that is what I have done to my face.
You haven't?
I have.
With red, but not with red, because I can't see any red.
No, 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 not with red. But I've used the Kylie Jenner lip kit. You've irrelevant what I've used.
Okay.
I put a lip liner about a quarter of an inch.
So this is not your mouth. What you're saying.
Well, it is my mouth.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, but it's over your mouth.
Coloured in.
Okay.
And my lips look a lot fuller. My husband walked in. I said, you notice anything different about me? He notices nothing. Yeah. He said,
your mouth.
You look like you've had Botox. I said, I haven't had Botox. He said, or you've had lip filler? What have you done to your lips?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you don't need to have filler. You can just do it with the tools that are in your makeup kit now.
I got accused on Instagram when we did face yoga. They were like, well, this woman doesn't need it because she's clearly had filler.
Yes, but you do look like you've had filler. And you know,
but
what?
I fucking haven't.
It was a long time ago and you have never let that shit
because
go.
It made me really cross.
Why?
Because I have not had filler. This is my normal actual mouth.
You've been cross a lot today.
Have I? Mm. But I don't want to be accused. Listen, if I had aesthetic procedures.
We actually had an argument before we came on.
It wasn't really an argument. You always say that. I call it like a bicker and you call it an argument. I wouldn't even call that an argument.
Okay, it was a Herkel-Durkel row.
Okay. I want to bring you the Valentine's Day special product of the week.
No, because everyone listening wants to know what the argument's about.
They really don't.
They do. They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
So boring. This is like bringing your marriage shit to someone else's dinner party.
That's why the Therapy Crouch is such a popular podcast.
Yeah, but
because
you know,
that's exactly what they do.
But I think that's awful. It's like turning up someone's house for dinner and then telling everyone about the row you'd had that afternoon. No one wants to know.
I would. If my friends, sorry to tell you, walked in, they just had a row and they say, oh, we've had a row in the car. I'm like, oh, go on, what about? And they tell us, I love it.
I don't
love it. It always makes me feel very normal as a couple.
Oh, no, I don't love it.
Why?
Because like,
it's nothing serious.
No, but like, keep your dirty laundry in your own
laundry
room.
Why is it dirty laundry? If they're a really good friend, you're saying that you don't want them to come in and be honest about the conversation they've just had.
I wouldn't mind if they told me the next day in private, but I wouldn't want them both to turn up and like share their row at the dinner table because I don't think that's a particularly pleasant evening for anybody. I think it's quite rude, actually. I'm not your therapist. And I've spent all day cooking for you, so let's have nice conversation.
Who said that you were cooking? Who said it was at your house?
I said
you
just it was turned a dinner up for dinner. Oh, I was saying if they turned up at your house for a dinner party.
Oh, so now there's a lot of rules around it.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying if it's in a restaurant, it's different. I don't know.
I don't think it's different either way. My friends can turn up however they want to turn up. And if they've had a row, they can tell me that. If they don't, they don't have to. And I don't think that's rude at all. I think that's being authentic and honest. What's wrong with that?
I'm not into like washing the dirty linen in public. That's all.
It's not in public. It's with a close friend. That is not public.
It's not private.
It's not public. Public is putting it on social media.
Oh, I would never do that.
But you're sitting
Would you ever do that?
Never.
Do you know anyone who does that?
I've seen people do it who are like in the midst of getting a divorce.
That's probably fairly unavoidable. I mean, you could avoid it, but I can see how that would happen.
Well, it still makes me uncomfortable just to see it. I don't know couples like that are married do that. That would be terrible.
It would be really awful.
I don't think it's airing your dirty laundry by telling your friend about a row that you've just had in the car. Like, that's really, I mean, have we gone back to like the 1800s? We're going to take a turn about the room after dinner.
You mean, what? Surely take a turn around about the garden, not the room.
You could take a turn around the room.
You could retire to the other room while the men smoke cigars.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
That's what we're
so
doing
if Adam now. And I ever have a row, I am not to tell you. We have to figure that shit out.
No,
and we have to sit there in silence because you've been cooking all day.
No, you don't sit there in silence. You just put it behind you as you close the car
door.
What
if you can't?
Then you stay in the car until you've gotten over
yourself.
What if
you're then really late?
And then the next day you say to me...
And then you can say, you know what, you were really late.
And
I've been cooking all day.
And then the next day you say to me, oh my God, the reason we're 15 minutes late is because we had a big row in the car. And I'll be like, what was the row about? And then you tell me.
What's the difference?
It's just different.
What is the difference if I tell you the next day?
Ollie's got to sit through it and then the two of you have got to hash it out at the table with other people there and it's like, could get worse.
The only other people
take sides.
You are escalating things. It's literally like, we've just had a row in the car. I said I didn't want to do A, B, and C. And he said he did. I know. And he said he did.
Yeah.
And like, you know, he's really pissed me off.
Right.
And that would be the end of it.
Would it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it would.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care club. Okay, I've got a podcast recommendation for you.
Yeah.
I binged it this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very bingeable. It's called Offstage.
And Offstage.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's about the behind the scenes of The X Factor. It's only a 6-parter.
Oh.
Each episode is only 30 minutes, 30 to 35 minutes. And they take you through from contestants to the production team to the aftermath to the record deal. It's just great. It's so easy to listen to. There is not one surprising thing on there. Like everything you hear, you're like, yeah, well, that was obvious. But it's a really easy listen.
Okay, I will definitely like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring one for Valentine's Day. I don't quite know what to make of this. It's called, the podcast company are called Dipsea, D-I-P-S-E-A. And I keep hearing them advertised on Every Outfit, which is a podcast that I listen to. The girls are obviously sponsored by this company. And they're supposed to be like erotic stories for women. And it's a subscription podcast, but they had a few that were for free. So yesterday I thought, I'll give it a listen. It's 11 minutes while I was cooking. I'll see what it's about. basically, I only listened to one. I don't think I'll be listening to any more.
Is it erotica?
Yeah, which is like... not a genre of podcast I've ever listened to before.
No, you have. You've brought it a couple of times where you've accidentally stumbled across something.
Okay, this was an on purpose stumble, but basically it was a cowboy like making sex noises at you for 11 minutes.
How do you know it was a cowboy?
Well, he said.
Oh, I'm a cowboy.
Yeah. He was a cowboy.
He's just groaning.
Yeah. Well, plus. He was a cowboy. It was raining. You come into his cabin. Stuff happens. And then just basically makes sex noises at you.
Is it hot?
It was kind of weird standing in the kitchen chopping stuff while a cowboy is grunting at you. It's like, what? It was very funny. So I don't really know whether to actually recommend this,
right,
or be like,
well, don't you just, you now it's here. It's, let people just make up what they will, yeah. But I'm sure a lot of people go and listen to it. Would you listen to it again? Is it always a cowboy, or does the
I don't know,
the scene change? It must change.
I don't know.
Because I'm not into cowboys.
I don't have a subscription.
I didn't get into Yellowstone.
Okay. I don't know if it's always cowboys. I don't know if it's always the same man. I don't know why he has to grunt quite so much.
Because it's a piece of audio.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess if he was silent, there wouldn't be much going on.
What else is he
going
to do?
Because you can't see him.
Yes, he has to grunt.
But you're very aware of...
Is he talking you through what he's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He's talking you through everything that he's allegedly doing to you.
Not himself.
No, not to himself. Although it sounded like he probably was escalated. Very much there alone. But whilst I was like marinating raw chicken thighs, I didn't really feel like he was doing any of the things he said he was doing. I felt like I was wearing an apron, rubbing za'atar into some chicken thighs.
I bet they got a good rub. I bet they were some juicy chicken thighs.
It was yummy. So that's my sort of podcast recommendation. Okay. Don't know.
Maybe it's not a recommendation. It's just something you've been up to this week.
It's just explore it at your own leisure.
Yeah.
Ladies and maybe gentlemen.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Are we
there
done?
There is another wonderful, wonderful, wonderful episode I listened to, which doesn't really need a shout out, but it's Dan Levy on How to Fail with Elizabeth Day. And it was, if you loved Schitt's Creek and you love Dan Levy, which of course you do, because who doesn't? I just smiled for a full 45 minutes from ear to ear. You're welcome.
I also listened to Dan Levy, also promoting the same film on We Can Do Hard Things. I love him. I didn't particularly love that episode, but I do love him. And then I watched Good Grief, which
Did you watch it? Okay.
Love him.
He's my crush of the week.
Love him.
But I've always had a crush on him. And now I've decided it's a proper crush.
Yeah.
And I...
It's semi-love.
No, it's not even semi-love. I am absolutely in love with him.
Have you watched Good Grief yet?
Not yet.
Which is his movie. Okay, so I watched it. It was a nice hour and a half. I was a little underwhelmed. I love him in it. Love the flat. Love the styling. Love his clothes. Love everything about him. I didn't adore the film, but it's a nice little watch.
Okay. But he's in it. Like, who cares? Yeah, exactly.
And he wrote it and he directed it.
You could just stand there and make facial expressions and I would be very happy.
Yeah, so that's the film recommendation of the week. So I think we should name our Valentines of the week.
Oh.
Come on.
Dan Levy, without a doubt.
I'm going with Joe Wicks.
Of course you are. And you know, our first ever podcast episode that we did together, what was the name of it? Joe Wicks.
Joe Wicks is my new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first episode we ever did together.
Yeah.
Have you actually listened to that? I haven't listened to it.
I have listened to it.
And?
It's quite sweet.
Is it?
We have no idea about each other. We're literally strangers.
Well, we were.
Yeah. Maybe it was better that way.
I don't
know.
Maybe we hadn't had a row before we came on, had we?
We definitely hadn't. No. So happy Valentine's Day
happy
to you and Dan.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and Joe.
Have a lovely time.
Although you're going to get further with Joe than I am with Dan, let's be honest. But I don't care. I don't even care. I don't have to have sex with him. I just want to be near him.
I don't want to have sex with Joe Wicks.
Yes,
saying.
You do. Yes, you do. Stick on that cowboy and you are good to go. You are good to go.
He's got a beautiful wife, 3 children, and they're also expecting their 4th baby. So I don't want to be, and I don't want to be anywhere near that beautiful
No,
family.
You just pluck him out of. Well, so have you, by the way, got a beautiful family with 3 beautiful children, a loving husband, and
true.
All of those things.
And like, who
all
sends of those, me Valentine's cards?
Right.
I'm no Joe Wicks homewrecker. I just want to say,
and I wouldn't suggest you blow your own life up.
No,
gotta
that
be
also
honest.
Wouldn't be good. Dan Levy's single though, so
he's
that's
also gay.
Yeah. He's not interested.
So I should blow my life up
for
a gay man?
Definitely not. And also, he's not going to be that interested in anything that you've got going on. Merkin, no Merkin. He's not down for it.
No, he's not. No. We're lucky because I don't have a Merkin and I don't intend to buy
one. Not yet.
Why are they called a Merkin?
I don't know. It's from the 15th century. I don't know where the name...
It's an actual thing. It's not a rip-off from the Birkin, like the new accessory to have.
No. A merkin.
I thought it was the new accessory, but it's muff-based, so it's a merkin.
No, a merkin was used during the 15th century as a symbol of health and nobility, and sex workers, I mean, it's a revolting thing, but basically if you were a sex worker in the 15th century, you were probably riddled with like lice and
STDs. Oh, so you had to cut it.
So you shaved everything off and then you wore your merkin to cover up the scarring and like the nasty bits on your lady parts.
All right, okay. There's been a lot of talk about
pubes. Well, it is Valentine's Day.
Pubes.
And what says Valentine's Day more than pubic hair? I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that question. I wish I did. Anyway, we're going to sign off now because it's enough.
It's time for the weekend.
It's just enough.
Go listen to Dipsy. Enjoy yourselves.
Have a good Valentine's Day. If you do listen to it, please do.
Please let us know. Please let us know what you thought of the cowboy in the grunting.
Let us know if there are other scenes in there that aren't all cowboy related because I'm not into cowboys.
Okay.
Yeehaw. What was his name in Yellowstone?
I don't know. I haven't watched Yellowstone.
Oh. This is the actor.
I don't know.
It's not Harrison Ford.
I wish it was Harrison Ford. I'd be all over
the other one.
What do you mean the other one?
The other one, he's like Harrison Ford, but it's not Harrison Ford. He's a little bit younger. He was in Field of Dreams. What's his name?
Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
No, this guy was definitely not Kevin Costner-esque.
Right, well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
He is hot.
Really?
In Yellowstone.
Really?
Well, he's like the owner of this massive ranch, like, you know, like the Ewings.
Okay.
It's a bit like that.
I prefer a Josh Brolin vibe.
It's basically an updated version of Dallas.
Okay. I might watch that.
You'll love it. You'll be all over Yellowstone.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for that.
Anyway.
Have a nice weekend, everybody. It's been real.